Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. I've been a freelance writer for over 25 years. I'm the author of 3 books. My most recent one is On Being a Writer, 12 Simple Habits for a Writing Life That Lasts, which I co-authored with Charity Singleton Craig. I've led writing workshops and spoken at events for well over a decade, and I've been an editor at 2 online organizations. I'm still serving on the TweetSpeak Poetry editorial team. And as a writing coach, I leverage all that experience to help my clients reach their writing goals. I blog at AnnCroker.com, which is where this podcast also lives, and I'm delighted to be with you today. This is episode 39, Manage Your Writing Space to Be a More Productive Writer. In episode 38, I introduced 4 areas we writers can begin to evaluate and inventory in order to increase productivity: our writing space, time, energy, and attention. I suggested pulling out some kind of note-taking system to begin walking through and thinking through each of these so that we can look for ways to better manage them. My hope is that through this series, we see ways to prioritize our writing and ourselves as writers so that our decisions reflect that priority. When we manage our writing lives with intentionality, our space, time, energy, and attention can be arranged to reduce barriers to our productivity. The first goal is to manage our writing spaces. Maybe your space is a table at a coffee shop. Maybe it's a desk in the corner of your bedroom. Or maybe it's a dedicated home office. Are you in your writing space right now? If so, look around. If you're not in your writing space, try to visualize it. So in your mind's eye or in reality, look at the flat surfaces and pause at all the papers and the electronics that you use. Think about the chair if you sit to work. Think about what's at your fingertips. If you stand to work, what's at eye level and what's around you if you would turn in a full circle? What's working well for you? What makes you happy? Can you identify all the things that energize you to work creatively when you're writing? And do you have on hand all the equipment you need to efficiently plow through administrative tasks, like a stapler or a well-designed mouse? Have you incorporated some decorative items that reflect your personality and make you smile? And how well does the color of the space suit you? Have you included at least 1 or 2 things that contribute to your health, like a water bottle or a plant or an exercise ball that you can sit on or use during breaks to stretch and strengthen? Did your eye land on something that bugged you a little bit when you were looking around? Something that's stealing some of your energy? Maybe it's a stack of papers you need to file that's nagging you, or a bag of trash that needs to go out. In the corner of my office, I've stacked several storage boxes. They're packed with stuff I need to deal with. They sort of nag at me and subtly draw my mind away from the writing I want and need to do. And then how about your lighting? Is there something you can swap out, some incandescent for fluorescent? Would a whiteboard help you create mind maps for your projects? Would a long, blank wall serve as a place to stick post-its and map out the plot of your novel? Or could it become an idea wall where you post a collage of images that inspire you to stick with your big picture goals and chase after your crazy writing dreams? Or do you need to save money to really upgrade your equipment and pay for faster Wi-Fi? Or do you want a standing desk and try to use that for part of the day and see how it affects your creative process? Is it time to incorporate a more ergonomic chair, despite how well that current one from IKEA matches your decor? I encourage you to make a punch list that includes the things that you want to rearrange or incorporate or get out of your space. Things you want to get rid of. Things you want to swap out for something better. Some goodies you want to make or buy new and incorporate into your workspace. Piles or containers that you need to deal with right away. Keep this as a master to-do list for managing your space so you can work your way through that list. And this coming week, I urge you to do at least 1 thing on that list each day and then try to do an internal check to see how you feel about that change, how your body and your mind and your alertness and your energy levels respond to this adjustment to your space. And let me leave you with an additional challenge. If your workspace isn't currently clear, I'd like you to bump that up in priority so that you can have a clean slate each day. At the end of your workday, as you're winding down, take a minute to clear your desk and restore the order. I actually have that as a recurring item on my digital to-do list, and I check it off every day after I do it. Clean and clear the desk. You know what happens? My future self the next morning thanks me because I get a fresh start. Take the time to evaluate, manage, maintain, and organize your writing space, and you will be a more productive writer. This is Ann Croker cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.